Support comes from Troy University, welcoming prospective students to explore more than 170 majors and minors and more than 40 graduate and professional degree programs. Now accepting applications for the fall semester. More information at troy.edu/admissions.
From Troy Public Radio, this is In Focus, and I'm Carolyn Hutchison. Many Alabamians are on the fence about getting vaccinated for COVID-19. So today we check in with a COVID survivor who happens to be one of the nation's top doctors, Dr. Michael Sagg, professor at UAB School of Medicine's Division of Infectious Diseases. As a physician and medical researcher, Dr. Sagg was among those credited with unlocking the keys to HIV/AIDS. He weighs in on what it will take to defeat COVID-19 and its variants. Dr. Sagg joins us by Skype from Birmingham. Dr. Michael Sagg, thank you so much for joining us from the University of Alabama at Birmingham School of Medicine.
It's great to be with you, Carolyn.
Dr. Sagg, I want to first of all congratulate you because in 2014 you received a tremendous award. Can you tell us what that was for?
Yeah, there's a group in New York called Castle Connolly, and they do top doctors in the United States. And that year, I was awarded the Physician of the Year Award nationally by them.
You are an AIDS HIV pioneering researcher. You also are a COVID survivor. How do the two compare from your perspective as a scientist?
I've been involved in HIV care and research since the 1980s. So I participated in taking care of a lot of people back in the bad days of HIV when we didn't have much to offer except handholding as people got sicker and died. So I actually learned a lot from my patients that when I became sick with COVID, what I was dealing with was a huge unknown, just like our patients back with AIDS in the 80s didn't know what the next moment was going to bring, the next day or week or month. That's the way it was when I had COVID. I was sick several nights in a row and my oxygen level would drop. I didn't know what the next 15 minutes would bring. And I just drew on the courage from the patients that I took care of back in the 80s and just sort of stayed calm and got myself through it. I will tell you this, having suffered through COVID for a 14-day illness, this is something nobody wants to get. And now that we have a vaccine available, it's totally preventable. So what we need is for everybody to get vaccinated now.
Dr. Sagg, you know that there are a lot of fence sitters, those who are undecided about this vaccine. What can you tell them from a scientific perspective?
Well, we have a lot of vaccines for all kinds of illnesses that work to varying degrees of effectiveness. The COVID vaccine is perhaps one of the most effective vaccines that we've ever seen as far as preventing serious illness and death. It's also very safe. There's been over 300 million vaccines that have been administered in the United States. That's a lot of vaccines. The safety profile has mimicked completely what we saw in the clinical trials that involved 40,000 people. But I think to the people who are hesitant and want to hear a little bit more about it, here's the choice. It's not, do I get a vaccine or not? The choice is, do I take the risk of getting a vaccine and its safety profile versus the risk of getting COVID? And we know that the risk of getting this vaccine as far as side effects is very, very low, especially in terms of serious side effects. But the risk of getting COVID and getting put in the hospital is pretty common. Ultimately, some people might get so sick that they go on a ventilator and actually may die. So this vaccine is a gift that gets us out of a terrible situation. And people who were praying for an exit back in September of last year, in November, this is, in a lot of ways, that deliverance from this evil virus.
You have watched viruses mutate in your profession. Now we're coping with the Delta variant of COVID-19. How dangerous do you think they are?
Well, you're right. viruses mutate. That's just what they do. HIV mutates quite often, and that was where a lot of my research in the 80s and 90s focused. This virus does mutate, and it mutates from one strain to another. And as it mutates, the ones that take a hold are the ones that have a growth advantage over the original virus. In the case of Delta, we know that that virus is about tenfold more infectious than the original virus that, for example, I got infected with in March of 2020. And the way to think about it is, if you were in a closed space with somebody who was infected, breathing the same air, with the original virus, it would take 8 to 10 minutes of that type of exposure to pretty much assure that you were going to get infected with COVID. With the Delta variant, all you have to be in the room is perhaps a minute or a little less, and you'll get infected with COVID. That's how much more transmissible this Delta variant is. The good news is the vaccine works against the Delta variant, especially the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines, and will protect not only us, but family members who aren't vaccinated right now.
You and I have heard people say, quote, I have had COVID, therefore I am protected. I have immunity. I don't need the shot. What do you say to them?
That's actually true, that you do have some immunity, but here's what we don't know. We don't know how long that immunity is going to last. We do know, like the immunity that I had for my COVID shot, I actually checked it with laboratory. I volunteered for research after my illness, and we were watching my immunity. That immunity is not as broad as the immunity from the vaccine, nor is it as intense. We know that after I got vaccinated, my immunity jumped several hundred fold after the vaccine. So I'm about as protected as you can be. We know that the people who have the most protection are the people who had COVID and then get vaccinated. The recommendation is somewhere between 30 and 90 days after the illness is over. So go ahead and get vaccinated, even if you've had COVID before.
Since Alabama has one of the lowest vaccination rates in the nation, do you foresee a new surge of COVID illness?
We are going to see hot pockets, I'll call them, of cases where there's a large swath of the population who have not been vaccinated. Look, the virus doesn't care who you are. It doesn't care who your friends are. It doesn't care anything. If you give it an opportunity to infect you, it will infect you. And once you get it, there's no reset. There's no do-over. You've got it. And whatever course of illness you're going to have is already ordained. You're just going to end up with that illness. So the best thing to do is be vaccinated, and that will protect you. And especially with this Delta variant out there, now is the time to get vaccinated.
Do you have any final thoughts to share with your listeners right now?
I'm very grateful and pretty much astonished in a way that we were able so quickly to get a vaccine. Imagine the world if the vaccine had not worked. Even if you get COVID and you get over the illness initially, there's about 10%, one out of 10 people, who will end up with prolonged symptoms that just don't go away. And that's called long COVID. It can last for months. And that includes fatigue, headache, what's called brain fog, shortness of breath, a rapid heart rate when doing minimal activities. And we don't understand what causes it. And we don't understand how long it's going to last. So by getting vaccinated, you protect yourself against getting COVID in the first place and avoiding the consequences of long COVID. I mean, this is in essence like playing Russian roulette. You're really playing with fire. And once you get hit with it, there's no turning back. You have to suffer through the illness, and it's unpredictable how you're going to do.
Dr. Michael Sag, I want to thank you for all of your research into these viruses and for sharing what you've learned with your listeners today here at Troy Public Radio. Can we talk again?
Yeah, I'd love to. Thanks, and thanks for having me on.
Joining us by Skype from Birmingham was Dr. Michael Sag, professor at the UAB School of Medicine's Division of Infectious Diseases and director of the UAB Center for AIDS Research. Thanks for joining us today for In Focus. You can now get the In Focus podcast on NPR One or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Carolyn Hutchison, and this is listener-supported Troy Public Radio.